I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A ministry leader with a fatwa on his head goes missing for 12 hours in Pakistan. We'll fill you in on the details. And how can Christians protest corrupt politics in a way that's still Christ-honoring? We'll tackle that question in just a couple of moments. But first, Brother Nehemiah is an FMI ministry leader who fell afoul of Pakistan's blasphemy law last year. Although acquitted, he fled the country. And hoping things had settled down, he quietly returned last week, says FMI's Bruce Allen.
A few years ago, he was charged falsely with blasphemy, speaking against the Quran or Muhammad. This carries a death penalty. And amazingly, he was acquitted by the courts because they said, you know, there's a lack of evidence here. But that still did not deter his accusers. They want him dead.
Nehemiah had been moving around the country with apparent freedom, but police summoned him for a meeting. And that turned out to be a setup.
During that time, he was tortured, beaten with a rubber pipe across the back. I've seen photos of the welts, the bruises, the bleeding from his back this morning. They were trying to get him to confess to blasphemy, which he did not commit, and to use that recording of such a confession as evidence then to kill him.
Nehemiah's lawyer finally got the courts involved, and he was released. He's bearing scars from the torture, but he told Allen that his spirit has never been stronger. Ask God to embolden believers in Pakistan. Meanwhile, tomorrow marks the halfway point of Lebanon's two-week coronavirus lockdown. More than 130 cases have been confirmed, but testing is severely limited. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
we are almost at half of our hospital capacity. This is significantly scary for the population in Lebanon. Lebanon has only 800 ICU rooms in all our hospitals. 400 of those rooms are available for coronavirus patients.
In situations like these, the most vulnerable people in society are often the first to fall through the cracks. But Heart for Lebanon cares for them by distributing food, educational supplies, and hygiene kits.
We are not doing ministry as we did it before, but we continue to serve. And we continue to lead people from despair to hope in Christ and Christ alone. Our team is becoming extremely creative in finding every opportunity to stay connected, calling every family, every student, doing classes on WhatsApp, every communication means to pray for, encourage, and support the families that we are called to serve.
Ministry co-founder Tom Adama invites you to join him in prayer.
Lord, thank you for the assurance of your love, of your sovereignty, and the hope that we have in you in times of uncertainty, in times of crisis. Lord, help us to be the body of Christ. Help us to be bold in our faith, bold in our response.
And how should Christians react to power? Is there a way to protest rightly? What does God want us to do when it comes to abusive leaders? These are the kinds of questions Arab Baptist Theological Seminary wants to answer with their 2020 Middle East consultation.
Like every year, we want to invite people to learn more, reflect on biblical passages, talk about current issues, and try to answer some questions that will help the church have a vibrant witness in society.
That's Laulwa El-Malouf, who says they're bringing in 100 Middle Eastern guests, 100 Western guests, and high-level speakers from various disciplines for a multilingual dive into theology and the Middle East. And their goal? To equip guests to take more effective ministry action with more informed mindsets.
When we read the evaluations and what participants share about what they learned, it's always about a change of heart and the longing to learn more about the topic and try to be more effective in their ministry or in their witness to others.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.